98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
This is 50 Shades of Jay, and yous are listening to Brendan's Bit.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about your anus.
Yes, not mine, the planet. Up first, though, a humanoid robot has painted a picture of a very famous man who, you've told us, is a massive fan of this band. Britain's King Charles. The man, not the dog.
He loves Sugar Babes.
Massive fan of Sugar Babes. Who knew? He's had his portrait done by a female robot artist named Ada. Oh. Spelt AI-DA.
Ada.
So Ada is named after the first computer programmer, Ada Lovelace.
Oh.
Okay. A glam name. Makes me think of Lurleen Lumpkin.
Yeah, would they not have gotten an actual artist rather than an AI robot?
Yeah. So Ada used advanced AI algorithms, her robotic arm, and oil on canvas to create her masterpiece. You can Google it. The name of this new portrait is titled Algorithm King. Ada also used the cameras in her eyes to help create her machine-made...
Terrifying.
Machine-made masterpiece. And I was wondering now if King Charles, the man, not the dog, if he sat for Ada.
Yeah.
He didn't. So
they just put in loads of pictures of him and then...
I'm not sure exactly what she painted it of.
Yeah.
Well, in great news for us though, Ada uses advanced AI language modelling to enable her to have a conversation. She's been speaking at the UN of all places.
No way!
Yeah. She says, presenting my portrait is not just a creative act, it's a statement about the evolving role of AI in our society and to reflect on how artificial intelligence is shaping the cultural landscape.
I'm just looking at a picture of the portraits of Ada.
Oh yeah.
Ada's wearing a pussycat wig. her hair is very Claudia Winkleman-esque. She has a fringe.
Oh my god, I love her even more.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so good. Yeah. What do you think of the portrait?
Yeah, they're not too
it's
bad.
Not too shabby, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
it's all right.
I mean, yeah.
Up next this morning, I read an incredible headline when I came into work. Uranus is hotter and leakier than we realised.
Really?
Yeah, this is a real story, if you'll allow me to proceed. A long, deep probe of Uranus has revealed that it leaks far more than first thought. Guys, it's really...
Is it leaking?
It's really slow today.
Is it leaking gas?
Yeah,
what's it
yeah,
leaking?
It's leaking heat. So basically,
oh, right.
More heat seeps out of the planet than it takes in from the sun.
Okay.
So I didn't know this, and maybe I just wasn't listening in whatever class I should have been listening in. But Uranus, it's like, it's freezing cold on the surface. It's minus 195 degrees Celsius on the surface.
Ooh.
But now scientists say that Uranus is actually warm on the inside.
Okay. Right?
So a researcher, his name is Dr. Wang, described Uranus as an ice giant, and basically she was saying that we know very little about the planet. The most detail we have is from one flyby in 1986, and that's all we have to really go on.
So we're just drive by in the 60s or 80s.
The 80s. Yeah.
Hello! Looks very cold.
Yeah. Basically. But now Dr. Wang is like, actually... While it's cold on the outside, I think Uranus is hot on the inside, right?
Okay.
And so she's re-looked into the data from the quick flyby from 1986. And she's figured out that Uranus must be leaking heat from within its core and said that in 1986, the probe... This is the quote. May have caught Uranus at a strange time. Like, oh, don't look now, I'm changing. Like, what?
Oh.
Also, I didn't know this. Uranus's seasons last for 20 years.
Oh, it's a long winter. Imagine if the winter was bad in Ireland.
5 years waiting for Christmas. Like, when's Q4?
I don't understand.
A 20-year season.
Yeah, it's too much.
Finally this morning, I'm unsure why, but two fellas have created the world's largest Scotch egg.
My husband is...
I hope your husband is listening.
Obsessed with Scotch eggs.
I once thought I did a very nice thing.
He did.
So Rebecca and her husband came over to visit me a few years ago, and it was his birthday. So I bought him a little... You get a little duo of Scotch eggs from M&S, and I got them from... Give anyone... Very strange.
And then like an hour late. The man who I'm going into M&S to buy a new bra and I turn around and he's eating a scotch egg. Like he can't go there without getting a scotch egg. He's obsessed
he
with
was
them.
Like, I gave it to him and he's like, how strange. Yeah, and then an hour so later strange. He's like, no, thank you so much.
I was like, you've issues receiving a gift.
Receiving gifts. Anyway, two friends in England named Phoenix and Ollie with an I. They wanted to break the record for the world's largest scotch egg. To do it, they used an ostrich egg.
Ooh.
Which can be about 6 inches long. Yeah. They then wrapped it in sausage meat, covered it in breadcrumbs before lobbing it in the deep fryer. Now, their first attempt ended in disaster because the giant egg fell apart.
Oh, dear.
So they went in again and success. A perfectly huge scotch egg weighing in at 17 pounds, 3 ounces.
Ooh.
She's hefty. A girthy one as well. A circumference of over 31 inches. But I'm wondering, what do you do with a giant scotch egg?
You have to just cut it up into little bits and then dip it into mustard.
You're not far off. So they've cut it up, Phoenix and Ollie with an I. They've cut it up into smaller pieces and they've popped them in the freezer individually. And what they're planning to do is turn their giant scotch egg into breakfast burritos.
Can you freeze an egg?
I want to know now that you say it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the giant scotch egg and that's Brendan's bit.
Brendan, thank you so much for that whirlwind.
From Uranus to a giant scotch egg.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98 FM.
Welcome to Matchy Matchy. This is the game where we give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either one of ours, you win some fabulous prizes. Prizes so stunning, they're read out by AI versions of us.
Get your feet out for a matchy matchy pedicure.
Throw your luck with a brand new electronic dartboard.
Ease up your garden with a chimenea.
What's she gonna look like with a chimenea on her? With a brand new karaoke machine, only here on Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh, that was my favorite.
That is the best one yet. AI, Rebecca, you have outdone yourself. Good morning to Lorcan, who's in the city centre at the moment. You're on 98FM, Lorcan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Looking forward to hopefully crack the 3 out of 3 today.
Fingers
love that energy.
Feeling the confidence, you know. It's nearly the weekend, so.
Come on, Lorcan. Love that.
Lorcan, you're in work already. What do you do?
I just work in a payroll. Just making sure the nurses and the... keep getting paid, you know, keeping the world alive.
That is a very important job, Lorcan. A lot of people very, very grateful that you make sure the money is there for them. Mm. We believe you had a big moment when listening along to Matchy Matchy the other day.
Yeah, I done Tuesday. I got 3 out of 3, the Kylie Minogue one and the other two.
Okay.
That was my first one now in a while, I'm not going to lie to you.
Maybe that's an omen.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Well, we're hoping for 3 out of 3 this morning, Lorcan. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
I'm going to go with Brendan.
Okay,
Brendan's
I'm off
to
the
moon. Oh, Lorcan, you've made his day. He's thrilled. Okay, just switching seats now. Right, let's get me envelope and let's try win these incredible prizes this morning in a Matchy Matchy. Okay, Lorcan, who's on Harcourt Street apparently, your first word is running.
Track.
Running track. Your second word, birthday.
Cake.
Gorgeous. And your third word is mattress.
Sheet. Mattress cover. Mattress cover. Sorry.
Mattress cover.
Yes,
okay, cover. So we have running track. After birthday, you've gone with cake. And after mattress, you're saying cover.
Cover.
Are you happy to lock in those three words this morning, Lorcan, on Harcourt Street?
Yeah, I'm happy.
We are locking them in and we are welcoming Brendan back into studio after visiting the soundproof booths. Hello.
Sorry. Whacked me knee off the chair.
I thought you were about to take a tumble for a moment. I'm glad all is well.
Thank you.
Brendan, time to play Matchy Matchy. Your first word... Running.
Oh, I'm between two. Running. Oh, I can't decide between two of them. Running shoes.
Running shoes. Sorry, the noises. Your second word.
Yes.
Birthday.
It's not the first word that came to my head, but I'm going to say birthday cake.
Birthday cake.
I did think suit.
And your third word, Brendan.
Yeah.
Mattress.
Oh, Mick.
Mattress Mick. Mattress, I mean Mick.
I mean Mick. I actually just saw Pat Kenny outside when I was on my way to the soundproof booth.
I did.
Never gets old having Pat Kenny as a colleague.
Yeah,
okay. Brendan.
Yes.
Have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Lorcan in Dublin 2?
Oh, no.
Sadly, no, guys.
Lorcan, I'm so sorry.
You both said birthday cake.
Did we? Did you say running track?
I went running track, yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, that was, I couldn't make a decision there.
And after mattress, it wasn't Mick, it was mattress cover for Lorcan this morning.
Oh, fair play to you, Lorcan. I'm sorry we didn't do it this morning, but thanks for giving me a chance in the soundproof booth and to look at Pat Kenny on the way to it.
No
thank
worries.
You.
Lorcan, thank you for playing. We'll send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Cheers,
Lorcan.
Have a great day.
Have a lovely day.
We'll thank do it all you. Again tomorrow.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.